before we start talking about the game, before the game, you were given the Community Service Award as a Winnipegger. What did that mean to you?
Yeah, it means a lot. Being from the city, being in the position that we're in here, gives us a platform to give back. You see it all throughout the organization, led by Chipper, led by Zinger. Those guys give so much back to the community. It's easy to follow in their footsteps, and we have those opportunities to do that here, and I'm just grateful that I'm in a position to be able to do that.
Knowing how important this game was, you wanted to win your home season finale, obviously. How did you see the first period open up, and then obviously in the second period, probably a better start for you?
Yeah, second period, obviously, wheels came off there for a bit. Obviously, we want to win every game. We had every intention of winning today. Really proud of the guys, what we've done here in the past couple months. We're still in a position to determine our own fate here. Obviously not what we wanted there in the second period. Came unhinged there. And I mean, you see how close the league is, how good other teams are, and tip your hat to them. They put their pedal to the metal there and brought it to us. And I think that almost speaks to how well we've been playing the past little while here, and the fact that we've been able to get so many points out of games here. And like you said, obviously, I thought we came out strong. I think we outshot them like 15-5 in the first or something. We were confident, and then we got the first one to make it 1-1, and they had a good pushback. So just tip our hat to them. We'll reflect on this game, take what we need to, and head into the weekend, try to take all three there.
From your perspective, looking back at since Christmas time, I mean, this is just your third regulation loss in your last 24 games here at Bell MTS Place. So there's a lot of things to be proud of for what you've been able to do and the position you've been able to put yourself in for this final road trip.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about it a lot here the last couple of weeks. That's what we wanted. We wanted to put ourselves in a position where we're in the driver's seat and we have a chance to make the playoffs, and we've done that here. It's nice, the record we've had, but we need points here as well, and we needed them here today. Didn't get them, but we still know we're in a good spot here heading onto the road.
Peter, what are you expecting in Grand Rapids and Chicago to finish off here? Is there a possibility they could be on, both teams could be on cruise control and it might be a little easier?
We definitely can't have that mindset. Don't know. It's kind of nature of the beast in this league. Guys go up, guys go down all the time. We'll have to see how their NHL teams treat their players there. So we'll deal with the lineup when we figure it out going into those games. But we're in a position where we need to win, and we need to win now. And we definitely can't have that mindset going in. We're going to go in there with the intention of winning all three games and playing a few more games here in a couple weeks.
Four games this week in 6 days, but now 4 days until you play another game. What can you do this week to take advantage of the time?
Obviously, this late in the season, we got to be smart, take care of ourselves, and prepare to go out on the road here. Road games are a lot different than they are at home. We'll have to prepare our bodies, prepare our minds to go into those games and come out with wins, because those two are still the top two teams in our division, and we understand that. They still have players that can play regardless of who's in the lineup. So we know that having a couple days here to kind of regroup and let this one get behind us is probably a positive for us at this point.
Is there an advantage to your team, at least the fact that you guys have had that playoff mindset since Christmas, that you can just keep it going and rolling until the end of the season?
Yeah, playoff mindset is exactly what we've had for 3 months here, and you can see we've been playing in one-goal games all over the place here, and as soon as it got to a two- or three-goal separation here today, you could see we were almost a little uncomfortable in that state. So that's something we'll address. That's something we'll have to work on here moving forward, but we're expecting tight games the rest of the way, and like you said, we've been in that mindset for a long time, and we feel comfortable in that position. So we're just going to continue to do what we've been doing and get those wins.